welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. The new church directory for the year 2009 will be available soon, and I've seen them, and they many thanks to those that did such a beautiful job on that. The Bible study class to search the scriptures, normally convened at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon, is canceled today, as is the children's ministry, normally scheduled at 3:30 also. At 5 o'clock, the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the Epistle to the Galatians. And today's teaching is from chapter 6 and is titled, The Man and His Relationships. At the Wednesday evening service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series titled, Marriage Works, and speaking Wednesday on Becoming Soulmates. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is wonderful. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let us begin our worship with hymn number 38, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 370, Count Your Blessings. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 381, Is Your All on the Altar.
us remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we read in thy holy word in the book of Psalms, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And certainly in spite of circumstances, and in spite of economic pressure, and in spite of whatever happened to us, we will say, I will bless the Lord at all times. Thank you, Father. That as children of the living God, we never lose our hope. And that hope is not settled in this world. It's settled in the world to come, where we will walk with Christ and see the glory of God with our own eye. Thank you, Father, that our hope is built upon that rock, the Lord Jesus, and upon that beautiful resurrection that you will give us, and that beautiful estate in the heavens with you forevermore. Thank you, Father, that you will bestow upon us a celestial body who will have no injuries, who will have no imperfections, and who can never get sick. So, Father, thank you for that blessed hope that we have. Meantime, we are here on earth, and we are committed to preach Christ and Christ crucified, so that people may see that their soul can be resurrected, rescued, redeemed, and brought to peace with God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the ministry, and we pray that you bless the actual meeting here in our church in Morin Hill, California, the United States of America. That you bless the extended church that meets through internet, through the radio ministry live, and through our television ministry, later on through our CD ministry and tape ministry. Thank you, Father, that we have a large extended church who united with us, worship you, and love you. Father, we pray for those who are sick, for those who are lonesome, for those who have emotional stress, that you touch their life, and that they will go to Jesus. He has the power to heal. Lord, we learned today in Sunday school, he is God. That was the lesson. He is God. And because he is God, he can overrule nature. And when we go to him and we pray in faith, like those friends did for the man who has paralysis, when we believe what he says, things happen to us, and we are so blessed. Thank you, Father, that you will do so. Thank you for our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano, Marta Poretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Thank you, Lord, that through all these years, 26 years of church, we have support the majority of them in a way that we are proud of, because you have provided through your congregation the means to support them and to see them flourish and growing in the ministry. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you have for us, that it, in spite of ourselves, you guide us, you turn us around, and make us holy. Thank you, Father. Now we pray for this service. We are teaching on this month the very basic foundation of the church. And we taught, Father, about the local church. And then we taught about marriage. And today we're going to talk about something very touchy, very personal, uplifting if we think in a positive way. We're going to talk about giving ourselves to you, especially on the financial arena. And we're going to look into the scripture and find out how the people did it. And we're going to look into your exhortation and how you want us to do it. And we're going to look into your promises or what you said if we do it. Some of us have experienced this and are rejoicing in the fact that you are a faithful God, that you do exactly what you say. Now, Father, bless the choir as they're going to praise you, the reading of thy holy word, and give me words of grace to bless your congregation. In Jesus we pray, with the thanksgiving of their giving, Lord, our churches support but our people, and they love you, and they give. And so bless the offering, and bless the giver, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1254. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 9. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 9. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever you shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that you may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have taken care of our greatest need. If you had not reconciled us to yourselves, our lives would be meaningless. Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to meet that need by cleansing us from all unrighteousness by the shedding of his blood, willingly taking our sins upon himself and causing justice to be served by incurring the wrath that we deserve for our sin, and put his life down and took it up again for our justification. Father, we praise you and thank you that it is all of grace, and that we may boast of all that the Lord Jesus has done. Bless your servant now, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Fill him with your wisdom and knowledge as he comes to bring the message you would have us hear from your word today, the Bible. Bless those listening on the radio and internet, and radio and CD and tape, that they may profit from your word preached. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?